We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, valuable viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you are about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, astral run and hot burst seats. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcelna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia.
In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, en Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista.
In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor.
In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company.
In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia.
Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company.
In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company.
In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arba Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company.
In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos.
In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litgamar.
In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10.
In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc.
In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia.
And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión.
In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña.
and in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Delmoa S.A. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Nigeria and Turkey pledge to increase cooperation. In humanitarian news, International Organization for Migration provides new opportunities for 100 Colombian youth. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Mountain to Mountain, an American-based nonprofit providing opportunities for the girls and women of Afghanistan. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 23rd, is the birthday of Her Majesty Queen Noor of Jordan. Born Nisa Najib Halabi in Washington, D.C., USA, Her Majesty is known around the world for her peace, humanitarian, and earth preservation activities. Her Majesty has placed strong emphasis on the media's role in promoting intercultural understanding through programs established by the King Hussein Foundation and the King Hussein Foundation International, which Her Majesty chairs. Among Her Majesty's many honors are the 2009 Global Environmental Citizen Award by Harvard University's Center for Health and the Global Environment, and the 2009 Healing the Planet Award from Physicians for Social Responsibility of the United States. Our gratitude for Your Majesty's loving dedication to a more harmonious world. We sincerely wish Your Majesty Queen Noor of Jordan a wonderful birthday with all Allah's blessings.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Ching Hai, International Association, Relief News Update from Liberia. As incessant rains flooded suburbs throughout the capital city of Monrovia at the end of June, hundreds of families, many with children, lost their homes and all their belongings. Expressing her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $7,500, an amount that could obtain $696,000 in emergency items purchased in the United States based on Liberia's cost of living, and asked that our association members go to bring most urgently needed aid to the victims.
Our association members from Benin traveled to Monrovia covering their own travel and related expenses of $620 as they brought a delivery of 7 tons of rice and 2,000 liters of vegetable oil. The relief team was graciously welcomed by the mayor of Monrovia, Mary T. Bro, who was deeply touched and sent a letter of thanks to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Madam, the city government of Monrovia presents esteemed compliments and avails itself of the opportunity to express its deepest gratitude to the Supreme Master Ching Hai and the International Association for the relief items of rice and oil donated to flood victims of the city of Monrovia, Liberia. These items will be distributed to needy citizens of Monrovia who were recent flood victims. We at the City Hall of Monrovia seize this opportunity to extend appreciation on their behalf. Kindly accept an invitation to visit the City of Monrovia in the near future. Thanks again for your humanitarian gesture. Sincerely, Mary Bro, Acting Mayor of the City of Monrovia. Yep, 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 yep.
Our thanks for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt support to the vulnerable and to our association's relief team from Benin for their endeavors to help. May the people of Liberia be graced with a smooth recuperation to comfortable daily lives as humanity's greater kindness helps restore the balance of the ecosphere.
Floods in China and North Korea prompt mass evacuations. By late Saturday, August 21st, 3 days of downpours had caused 4 people to lose their lives in northeast China's Liaoning province as flooding swept across 44 townships with more than 127,000 people who had to be evacuated. In Dandong City alone, at least 230 homes collapsed and 3 people were reported missing after the rain-swollen Yalu River that forms a border with North Korea burst its banks, triggering severe flooding.
The region also suffered losses of power, communication, and transportation, including the main railway line from Dandong City. The National Office of National State Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters has requested personnel to focus on landslide prevention, with the work team being dispatched to aid in controlling the floods. A neighboring North Korea state news agency, KCNA, reported that North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il sent military units to rescue residents of the northwestern area, and at least 5,150 flood victims near the city of Sinuiju were evacuated by the Air Force and Navy as homes, public buildings, and farmland were submerged across 5 villages, causing major property losses.
Our appreciation, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il and all other officials and personnel from both countries who are working to assist the flood-stricken. We send our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the protection of both the North Korean and Chinese people and that such disastrous effects subside through humanity's more eco-stabilizing actions. Sending her prayers and condolences, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $15,000 in urgent aid to China, requesting that our nearby association members please go to offer help to the most vulnerable, such as the orphaned and elderly without caregivers. This amount could acquire $105,000 in supplies purchased in the United States based on China's cost of living. She also offered $10,000 in emergency assistance to North Korea, asking if our association members could help somehow, either by going if possible or sending the funds through an agency already working in the region. This donation could obtain $258,000 in materials if bought in the United States, based on North Korea's cost of living.
Pakistan endures second wave of flooding. On Saturday, August 21st, the Indus River again overflowed its banks as a surge of water traveled downstream, inundating dozens more villages and towns in the southern provinces of Sindh and Baluchistan and displacing thousands again. 3 weeks after Pakistan was struck by her worst ever flooding, affecting over 20 million people and claiming around 2,000 lives, the second wave further devastates the nation. Pakistani health officials report that medicines are greatly needed, as stocks run low in this increasing waterborne illnesses such as cholera, malaria, and skin irritations, with the damage or destruction of over 200 healthcare facilities further worsening the situation. The United Nations has again voiced an appeal for increase in immediate international aid to help provide basic necessities to the vast number of people in need.
Floodwaters entered our home in the middle of the night. We ran to save our lives. We've lost our home. Nothing is left. Now my son is ill. He has diarrhea and has lost a lot of weight.
Upon hearing of the initial disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai had swiftly donated $65,000 and asked that our association members, including medical professionals, go to help the most vulnerable and also to purchase sheltering tents. After the relief team arrived, another $50,000 was donated to further address desperate needs of any kind. The combined $115,000 could acquire approximately $2 million in urgent supplies if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Pakistan.
We thank all the organizations and individuals for your offers of comfort and aid to the afflicted Pakistani people, including our appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's thoughtful care. May the flood afflicted be graced with resiliency and protection while we strive to help bring a gentler tomorrow for all.
Monsoon floods displaced thousands in northeast India. At least 50,000 people were forced from their homes after heavy rains triggered flash floods across more than 40 villages in Assam State's Lakhimpur district on Saturday, August 21st. As floodwaters from the Singora River rose, residents fled to higher ground such as raised platforms and railway tracks. District officials are attempting to block some breaches in two embankments as disaster management teams are on standby.
Agencies have also prepared essential supplies for the flood afflicted. Meanwhile, officials are on alert in Damaji district, where 12 villages were swept by a third wave of floods on Wednesday as water levels of the Simon River rose above the danger mark. Our appreciation, district officials and agencies, for your prompt initiative to safeguard those in the flood-hit regions. Wishing the people of India a smooth resuming of their regular daily lives and that such treacherous conditions are eased as humanity's increased stewardship fosters equilibrium in the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Global achievements in mathematics recognized. The Fields Medal is awarded once every 4 years as one of the world's highest honors in the field to celebrate especially the contributions made by younger generations of mathematical researchers. This year's award and $15,000 monetary prize was conferred upon each of the following four laureates. Ilon Lindenstrauss of Jerusalem's Hebrew University as the first ever Israeli to be commended. Alexis or Vietnamese Ngo Bao Zhao of Paris Sud 11 University in France. Stanislav Smirnov of the University of Geneva, Switzerland. And Cedric Villani of the Henri Poincaré Institute in Paris, France. Our accolades 2010 Fields Medal honorees. wishing you continued inspiration and fulfillment in your work as you share your expanded knowledge with the world.
World's first digital song festival held in Estonia. The tiny country, long known for her traditional musical events as well as advancements in information technology, combined the two concepts in hosting a first-ever virtual song festival. On Friday, August 20th, choirs in 100 locations across the country were connected online as they joined in simultaneously performing beloved songs of the nation with singers located at the main venue of Friendship Park in Põltsamaa, Central Estonia. The event honored the country's Independence Day, which was notably achieved 19 years ago through the peaceful movement known as the Singing Revolution. Friday's musical celebration was enjoyed by the Estonian public via live television and the internet, with links that projected the activities onto large screens in public areas nationwide. Bravo, Estonia, for your bridging of technology and art in joyous celebration. Blessed be all such endeavors that join the hearts of many through the uplifting beauty and harmony of music.
French surgeon comes to aid of injured gorilla. Louis-Étienne Gayet of the University Hospital Center in Poitiers, Central France, recently lent his skills to save an 8-year-old female gorilla named Kwanza. After falling from a tree in a French nature reserve, the primate suffered a complicated fracture in her thigh bone. However, thanks in part to her youth and smaller size, Kwanza's leg bone was found to be very similar in shape and size to humans, and Dr. Gayet was able to use a standard plate to fix the femur. Saying that it was a fantastic opportunity to be able to operate on Kwanza, Dr. Gayet indicated that she should be fully healed in another 6 weeks. Our heartfelt gratitude, Dr. Gayet, for extending your surgical talents to Kwanza's care, wishing her a full and speedy recovery with many more days of happy tree climbing and time enjoyed with cherished ones.
U.S. Navy team rescues Iranian sailors. After spotting an Iranian vessel in flames on Wednesday, August 18th in the Arabian Sea, sailors aboard the USS Harry S. Truman rescued 8 mariners who had escaped into a nearby lifeboat. After 2 helicopters were dispatched along with search and rescue swimmer, the stranded Iranian nationals were safely brought on board. Medical examinations found no significant injuries, and the men were provided with food as well as sleeping quarters until their transfer to an arriving Iranian naval vessel on Friday. Many thanks, U.S. sailors, for your kind assistance to Iranian men. May they soon be warmly reunited with loved ones, as we look forward to the day that such benevolence is shared among the leaders and people of all nations.
Save our planet. Humans use cave to survive climate change. Some scientists believe the last ice age caused all but a few hundred humans to perish around 195,000 years ago. Although sudden climate change at that time was considered to be the cause for the vanishing of many other species, Professor Curtis Marion of the Institute of Human Origins at Arizona State University in the USA believes the humans who did survive took shelter in a South African cave some 240 miles from present-day Cape Town.
Having found ancient human artifacts there dating back 164,000 years, he believes this small strip of land, which at the time was surrounded by lush vegetation, may have been the only habitable place on the planet.
Thank you, Professor Marion, for reminding us of the fact that a changing climate can render the Earth uninhabitable for many humans and other species. May we all work to avert such a disaster through our swift planet protective actions.
During an international gathering with our association members in February 2009, Supreme Master Qinghai discussed the real prospect as well as current attempts of emergency protection against drastic climate change.
I'm sure a lot of people already dig their stuff, and somebody also put food in some of the cave in the north. I heard in the North Pole something, yeah? Sea vault in the Arctic, no? I didn't dig anything yet. I don't know, the solution is... It's good, but how? Water. You have to dig somewhere that there's water. But we have to make sure the water is clean also. If it stay on top of the ground, it's different. It might be poison. Well. It's better everybody be vegan, I think. Save the whole planet, and we have everything as is, yes? Otherwise, we lose everything. And we could never go up to the big sky like this and walk around in freedom, sunshine anymore. Well, that would be terrible, imagine. People are still thinking it won't happen, no? But it might. To some degree it will happen. Because right now, the CO2 is exceeding the normal level already. And then we keep pumping more into it. This is illogical. Huh? Why don't you stop it? Just stop raising more animals stop the bad karma, reverse the bad karma, and then we have protection.
Save our planet. Farmers in Kentucky, USA, report that this year's high temperatures have already had a negative ripening impact, giving produce an unappealing color and also could affect the blossoming and pollination of fall crops.
Save Our Planet, UK-based research agency Maplecroft, with the help of the United Nations World Food Program, ranks 163 countries, with Afghanistan and sub-Saharan African nations the most vulnerable to food shortages due to frequent extreme weather, poverty, and unstable infrastructures.
Save Our Planet. Becoming the Change, a group of enthusiasts in Moscow, Russia, has set up the country's first eco-loft where all lights are fitted with eco-efficient bulbs. Taps are installed with water meters and there are only biodegradable bags as an example and encouragement toward an eco lifestyle.
Hi there, I'm Mel the Manatee. My diet consists of delicious plant-based foods. Today I have a tip on making a yummy animal-free treat. Did you know that you can have fun making vegan yogurt without using a yogurt maker? It's easy and you can save money too. Many kinds of vegan milk can be used to make the wonderful yogurt, such as rice, almond, coconut, and so on. You can check online or at your local library for recipes to follow. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now for a worldwide weather.
In world news, Nigeria and Turkey pledge to bolster economic cooperation. Turkey is ready to boost investment in Nigeria in the areas of energy and construction. President Abdullah Gül of Turkey said, "Our job as statesmen is to provide the opportunity and climate for improved trade relations between our countries." President Dr. Goodluck Jonathan of Nigeria is also interested in increased investment from Turkey in sectors including telecommunications and aviation. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellencies, President Abdul Gul and President Dr. Goodluck Jonathan, for your joint efforts in enhancing the friendship between your nations. May more countries work together to create a sustainable world of peace and plenitude.
In humanitarian news, International Organization for Migration, IOM, provides new opportunities for 100 Colombian youth. IOM is supporting the young adults who live in Arauca, a region located in eastern Colombia, to move towards productive and peaceful lives. Training is being provided in skills to operate businesses such as internet cafes, computer maintenance shops, gymnasium, and domestic appliance stores. Colombia's Institute for Family Welfare and a team of professionals from various fields are also offering assistance. Our earnest thankfulness, International Organization for Migration, Institute for Family Welfare, and involved individuals for your care for the promising young citizens of Colombia. May a bright future await each precious participant of your praiseworthy program with God's grace. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Mountain to Mountain, which helps provide opportunities for the girls and women of Afghanistan to work at meaningful jobs. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. Please stay tuned for more joy-inspiring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exquisite news for a gorgeous world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on an American-based organization which builds new schools for hearing-impaired students in Afghanistan.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Mountain to Mountain, or M2M, is dedicated to providing education, vocational training, and meaningful employment for the girls and women of Afghanistan. Founded in 2006 by American Miss Shannon Golpin, the nonprofit has established schools, kindergartens, computer labs, bike deliveries, health initiatives, and youth programs among its numerous projects in various parts of the country.
M2M has sponsored a village-based training for women to become skilled birth attendants. The four-week course has resulted in a more than 60% increase in the survival rate of newborn infants and mothers in these localities. M2M is also collaborating with the Afghanistan Women's Educational Center to offer literacy skills development and job training to inmates. In addition, M2M is working together with two construction companies who are donating funds and labor to build a primary and secondary school for the hearing impaired. The two learning institutions will be attended by 800 students and contain a teacher training center, the headquarters of Afghan National Association for the Deaf, and more.
M2M Streets of Afghanistan, held in a number of USA cities, contains a joint exhibition of Western and Afghani photographers. Visitors were given a unique glimpse into the vibrant culture of the nation. Pensha Tour will take place both in Afghanistan and cities in the USA and Canada in October 2010. In this charity event, bicyclists ride with the goal of raising funds for the various projects of M2M. Bravo, Ms. Shannon Golpin, and Mountain to Mountain. Heaven bless your devoted efforts. May your endeavors assist many beautiful Afghani citizens to be graced with happy tomorrows.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Thai entitled Business Deal.
นักธุรกิจหนุ่มคนหนึ่งเพิ่งเริ่มบริษัทของเขาเขาได้เช่าสำนักงานที่สวยงามแห่งหนึ่งและตกแต่งด้วยวัตถุโบราณในขณะกำลังนั่งอยู่ที่นั้นเขาเห็นชายคนหนึ่งเข้ามาที่สำนักงานด้านนอกโดยตั้งใจที่จะเห็นฉากเด็ดนักธุรกิจหนุ่มหยิบโทรศัพท์ขึ้นมาและเริ่มต้นแซงทำว่าเขากำลังคุยเรื่องงานสำคัญเขาทำมือไปทั่วและพูดถึงข้อตกลงใหญ่ๆในที่สุดเขาหยุดและถามผู้มาเยือนว่ามีอะไรให้ฉันช่วยไหมชายคนนั้นตอบว่ามีฉันมาเพื่อต่อโทรศัพท์ของคุณ
And now for our viewers' hotline on Dr. Abdul Sattar Etty, Pakistani's angel of humility and tender care, on enlightening entertainment. For his benevolent work, Dr. Etty was honored with the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
God bless Dr. Etty, a great man for Pakistan and humanity. Malika from Canada.
Caring Malika, we appreciate your notes. Dr. Eddie's compassionate heart and noble work for over 70 years in helping the less fortunate is truly inspirational. God's blessings and love to you and the amicable people of Canada.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May goodness and virtue be your cherished companions.
the world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, member countries, together with China, Japan, and South Korea, established emergency rice reserves to help ensure adequate food supplies during times of need and to keep food prices stable.
During a meeting with Chinese officials in Pyongyang, North Korea, North Korean delegates agreed to resume six-party talks regarding nuclear disarmament.
The 13th International Jazz Festival in Hermitage Garden in Moscow, Russia, brings together bands from Russia and overseas, including famous jazz saxophonist Greg Tardy from the USA, to celebrate this musical art form.
The United Nations World Food Program is providing $15 million in food aid to help feed some 5 million people in Niger who are facing shortages following prolonged drought.
Iceland's parliament passes the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, or IMI, legislation that seeks to safeguard investigative journalists and their sources.
A new water tower in Diagne Wall, Senegal, funded by the central government, along with donations from South Korea, Canada, and UK-based charity Plan, will benefit close to 3,000 people in six villages with convenient and safe drinking water.
Oscar-winning actress Nicole Kidman has planted a garden at her Tennessee, USA home, where she grows vegetables for her family to help ensure that her two-year-old daughter Sunday Rose eats a healthy organic diet.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko affirms his country's readiness for dialogue to resolve issues and enhance relations with the United States.
Afghanistan celebrates her National Pavilion Day at the Expo 2010 Shanghai, China, with the reconstruction of the well-known Blue Mosque of Heart, including a display of Afghan treasures, traditional items, and performances by the Afghan National Dance Company.
The United Nations Association of Australia honors Jewish peace activist Stella Cornelius with the International Peace Award for her lifetime of work and commitment to social justice, conflict resolution, and harmonious relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.